Hey, everyone. Apologies to any new listeners or people who are longtime fans, but the first 10 minutes of this podcast has a really awful echo. We tried editing it. And I know you're all still really disappointed about Rotor, the walrus, our friend and hero, but I hope you're not hurt and disappointed by this either. It's a really good podcast. You can skip the first 10, or you don't. It's good discussion and a good podcast. I think you'll enjoy it. But the first 10 minutes are bad, Ed. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so
jumping the gun.
You know how I get with these claps.
I know you get. I know how you get. I do.
Yeah, this is the one thing I love each week. It's just clapping.
That's. And now I'm clipping again.
Okay. We're good.
Clapping. I don't know. Okay.
Learning, loving. Anyway, let's continue.
Los Angeles. Okay, so a countdown from three, then we all clap.
Okay.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Oh fuck! I was off. I was thinking about, dude. Let's do it one more time.
Fuck you, Ross. God damn it. Okay.
Listen, Dad. Shut up. Alan's my dad, by the way.
Okay. Wait, your dad's there?
My dad's here. He's.
What do you mean in your big boy house?
My dad is. You know what? I don't have to explain. Mostly because we need to get this clapped. Okay. Let's do it again.
Fuck. Three, two, one. Okay.
It was a weak ass clap, but it works.
You know how good ass clap?
It's an ass clap.
See, I do actually make my ass clap for each one of these.
Wow, you have a Alan. You've told me about your malleable ass before, but you've it's precision. I don't want this to be the start of the podcast.
It is now.
This is the start of the podcast now. Alan's malleable ass. Welcome one and all to the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the internet.
I mean,
speedy delivery podcast.
Do you really
backwards there?
Do you really need to add like independent? Because like, are there a lot of competitors to this theme?
You don't want to believe our competition. We're talking to you.
All these labels are trying to swoop us up.
There's this Ratchet and Clank podcast out there called the Ratchet Boys. And they are fucking.
It's called That's Ratchet, and it's they talk about hip hop and Ratchet and Clank.
And they are sponsored by Sony, and I fucking hate them.
Yeah. Marco, we actually paid the North Korean hackers to try to hack Sony in an effort to shut down their podcast. It didn't turn out so well.
It didn't work out super great, but you know what's going to work out super great in tonight's episode? We got a guest. Okay, of course, this is Russ Walsh, your friend on the inside of Sega and Sonic News and Reviews and Dudes. And we got our old friend Alan Black, the Pizza Master, here.
Back here, ass clapping
with his malleable ass. And we are going to be talking some big shit today, but we got even bigger shit here because we've got a friend, a hero, a confidant,
an American impresario.
We've got our old friend RJ the Grim Child. You know him from his photorealistic. You are looking at a photograph of a Pokemon, almost.
I got freaked out. I thought it was a real Pokemon in the real world.
I am reducing his art into meaninglessness because I cannot describe anything within a sentence. Thank you, RJ the Grim Child, Keeper of the Keys, Master of the Art,
hey,
Lord of the Pen.
1,000 words, but probably more like 10,000 for us is saying them.
RJ, thank you for joining us on the show. We've got a ton of questions to ask. We've got a lot of things to go over. And you're going to guide us through, because this man has broken apart and broken down what it means to be Sonic T. Hedgehog in a physical sense. Maybe not a spiritual sense, but I mean, I've seen his work, and it really seems like he's got it down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's top five introductions I've had, probably.
What was the other ones?
Yeah, what were the other ones?
Well, I don't know. I mean, somebody's called me an asshole before.
So like, you can do that.
In a charming way or like a funny way? Like, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, more like that.
What's up? This asshole's here, baby. Bulk.
It's probably my
wearing Zoo Cruise.
And was he wearing Zoo Cruise? What? Was he wearing soap shoes like our hero Sonic T. Hedgehog?
Oh, shit. Was he wearing hover shoes like Shadow? Oh, I get those guys mixed up sometimes.
I wish that Shadow was wearing Heelys. I wish that that game had come out when Heelys were a thing.
I think he kind of wears, like, future Heelys, if you think about him.
Yeah, but he's just, like, I wish he kept, like, one heel, like, on the ground with, like, the rest of his foot up, like the little retarded kids
that's
used
cool
to.
Pose.
Yeah.
One time in middle school, we had, like, this turkey run, for, like, to raise money. And there's this one goth kid that was, like, participating. We're like, what's that kid doing here? He doesn't seem like he has enough enthusiasm to be in this thing. And then it turns out the race was downhill, and at some point, he just used his Heelys, he activated them, and just glided past everybody to the bottom of the hill.
Jesus Christ, that's badass. That's
baller as fuck. But then he had trouble making it back up, so he still lost. Because he had to run up and down the hill. But for a second, he was the coolest.
It looks like he was the real turkey.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Dad here. Just want to say some.
It's Russ's dad. He's invited his big boy house.
If you need a dad out there, podcast listeners, I'm your new daddy. Get into my warm embrace. I'm going to make you a big old pizza pie. I'm going to go pick up some from our friend Domino's. But let's not get into that right now. RJ.
Yes.
You are a big fan of pizza and Sonic, correct?
Yes, to both.
Like you've been living this pizza Sonic lifestyle for how long?
Well, I'm 25, so probably that. I mean, Sonic is not yet 25 years old, but you know, I was with him in spirit before he was created.
Oh shit!
Damn. We're not even that old. We're babies.
We're children. And I'd say I got into Sonic when I was about 8, so this guy, from the womb.
See, I thought I knew what was up, because when I was born, my parents already had a copy of Sonic, but...
Well, like, nah. So here's the thing. I got into Sonic via the Saturday morning cartoon show. Like, I was like 3 years old.
That's
when
a weird entry point.
Right?
I was like, are we talking Scratch and Grounder?
No. We're talking...
Sally Acorn.
Yeah, Sally Acorn.
Are we talking Jaleel?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes to both.
Okay, good.
But no, I was like 3 years old, and my mom would like tape them for me after I got home from preschool, and I would watch like Sonic, you know, and his fucking power ring, and he'd turn into saw blades to buzz through hedges. It was great.
She knew what was up.
Yeah, and then like
your
I didn't.
That's how you raise your kids.
I never even played a Sonic game until like Sonic Adventure. Like
that's a good place to start, actually.
Yeah, no, it's like the best, but.
Those two are the best games.
They are the Citizen Kane of games. Like you play.
I don't like using that comparison, Russ, because I don't think Citizen Kane's that great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some old dude that dies and he has like a snow globe.
I mean, we have some dumb listeners who buy Criterion collections or whatever.
Well, let's say it's more like it's the Jurassic Park of video games.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's...
I'm only saying it because Alan agrees, but...
I mean, I kind of like it. I don't know which one of them is Jeff Goldblum, but that's fine.
Nature finds a way, and Sonic finds a way to save the day every time. Same fucking thing. If you disagree, you might as well go sit in a hole and die. RJ's got it on top.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Both of them do involve frogs and weird mutations, so think about it.
Yes! Think about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, we've already got your sort of intro to the Sonic verse, but what about pizza? What's your background with pizza?
Well, there was a round table in my town growing up, and, I mean, that was pretty good. And then I moved to...
We haven't talked a lot of round table on this podcast.
Is that a West Coast thing?
It might be a West Coast thing. That's why I call it All Meat Marvel.
All Meat Marvel? What the hell is that?
That's the All Meat...
Oh, this is what we talked about last time, and I thought you were saying All Meat Marble.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the hell your balls.
It should be cast in stone. Like the Romans, the creators of pizza, the Italian.
Well, like Roundtable had this pizza called the Ultimate Pizza. It was just like a bunch of meats.
What is the All Meat Marvel then? What is the All
Meat? I don't know. That sounds like a thing.
I think All Meat Marvel is the name of a porn I watched the other day.
Yeah. But I thought Roundtable was the All Meat Marvel. My canon's off. Sorry, I'm not the pizza expert.
That is Roundtable. It is Montague's All Meat Marvel.
Oh, shit.
You've got King Arthur Supreme, Guinevere's Garden Delight. Oh, okay. I was about to make a Knights of the Round Table joke because I didn't know the whole idea of this restaurant.
That's their whole shit.
But it turns out that's their whole thing, is that they're like medieval pizza. That's kind of fucked up.
Because there's kind of a thing people don't tell you about the old King Arthur legend. They were all dripping in grease. You were all incredibly oily people.
That lake with like the sword, like the lady of the lake, that was just a bunch of like sauce. That was marinara, some robust sauce.
So that's why they've followed in that traditional English pizza style and pretty much baked everything in a bath of grease, and it's great.
What would an English pizza look like? If British people invented pizza before the Italians, do you think it'd just be like a bunch of like mashed up potatoes?
Mashed up potatoes, some eel.
There'd probably just be like a rock in there.
They didn't have spices back then, so it'd just be like a rock they put in.
It's like, this rock is sort of salty. Let's put
like,
that
oh yeah, it's the pizza stone.
Yeah.
This is what pizza stones are, right?
And instead,
stone you put in the pizza.
And instead of pizza stones, they would do Blarney stones.
Yeah, you get to kiss it. Yeah. You get to kiss this pizza stone before you can eat it.
You cook it by kissing it and all that kissing friction. I know this because I'm a really good kisser.
Yeah, you gotta rub your lips on.
Can I have a moment here to make a call to my girlfriend, Kelsey? Yeah. Kelsey, I just want to call out real quick. You're the most beautiful, wonderful girl in the world. I love you. Always thinking about you, even in the middle of my podcast with my important guest.
He does this like 10 times a week.
So, anyway, thank you. Yeah, please, Alan, continue.
Okay. Well, besides Roundtable, any sort of other formative pizza experiences you can think of?
Well, the best pizza I've probably ever had was it's from this San Francisco chain called Pachi's Pizza.
Pachi's Pizza.
Yeah, I was turned on to it by some IGN guys, and it's just like, it's absurdly good. But of course, I've never been to the East Coast, so I don't know what real pizza is. And if it's anything like a Texas burrito, East Coast pizza is probably a lot better than what we have here.
Shout!
I never really thought about the bi-coastal nature of the pizzas.
Shots fired. Well, in the middle, it's all deep dish, so like that's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked up. That's not even real pizza.
Well, that's what
I've had. California Pizza Kitchen. Is that like the kind of pizza you guys eat out there?
That's a nightmare. We should not talk about that.
I ate that in an airport once, and I'm like, oh, this is weird.
This is a nightmare. Sorry. What is the... Should we... Well, we haven't actually started our first segment, Quillheads Talk Shop, personally.
I thought that's what this was.
No, we were talking to RJ, then we were going to talk about ourselves and our feelings.
Okay, whatever.
But we could go into Domino's Goes early.
It's your call, man. Maybe we should probably talk some shop, at least about Bevan out.
Save that pizza, RJ. We got to do our first segment on the show, Quillheads Talk Shop, personally.
Personally.
Okay.
We really synced that up that time.
First things first, RJ, do you consider yourself a quillhead?
Can I say yes to you?
You got your Sonic hat on? You and Alan do.
Yeah, we both have our Sonic hats on.
Honestly, I tried to buy one time, but my head is so fucking big, you know, from all of the knowledge, and it just didn't fit.
I had to actually... I do actually own a Sonic hat.
I had to let
mine
out a little bit.
I have to use a little piece of, like, masking tape to keep it together so it stays on my head. Just because all that thick Sonic knowledge makes my head want to burst.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Do you mean your head or your
both,
your
baby.
Dick? Yeah. Do you mean your dick?
Yeah. Why can't
talking
it
to
be
you,
both?
Kelsey? Let's continue.
Yeah. Whatever. Cool. But I seriously though, that chin strap is not long enough. I don't know if that's made for kids or something. What kind of kid's gonna be buying this hat? I thought this was for adults.
I thought that Sonic was only for adults. That's why
it's a very adult. You can't grasp all those themes.
Yeah, Shadow curses and shoots people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking shot Eggman in the head.
Eggman in the fucking head.
Well, do you remember the time that Sonic died? I mean, that was pretty hardcore.
And then kissed a lady?
Yeah. Well, except like a lady kissed him to wake him up from being dead. So
you can tell that Sonic was the one who initiated the kiss.
His raw animal magnetism.
Sonic is raw sexuality.
Well, that was just like his whole play, is he was trying to get Elise to kiss him, but, you know, she wouldn't fucking do it until he died, so.
So if I hear
Sonic
any of you...
is like a pickup artist, but not shitty.
Yeah.
If you think Sonic wasn't picking up on that sexy Muppet-looking lady, well, fuck you. Sonic's
dying
not.
Is the ultimate neg, if you think about it.
Ultimate neg. P-U-A, baby. You know, I pretend to die all the time following Sonic.
Can you check out his Kino? What's his Kino like?
Alan, are you a PUA?
I don't have a furry hat. I just have this one Sonic hat. That's the only hat I own. I don't have a furry top hat, so they won't let me join.
So you had a choice this year. You had a budget. You either could go Sonic hat or
I have a spreadsheet, and I have one cell that just says hats. And it was just that one Sonic hat. I went and spent my $20.
And I know you bought that steampunk hat, and then you got kind of tired of it after like you ordered the steampunk hat and you never really joined the steampunk crew, right?
I was steamed about it.
Was it just like a fucking hat with like a gear on it? Because those are the worst ones.
See, I thought it was going to be a hat based on my favorite online video game service, but it was not. I thought it would be like a Team Fortress hat, but it was not that. It was some bullshit Sky Captain
stuff. I like that you call it an online video game service as opposed to just an online video game.
Whatever.
Like it's giving you... I don't know what it is. You know, you're paying a great deal for it, and it's giving you a lot out of it. Like, it's...
I pay a great deal for it psychologically.
Yeah. No, I knew somebody who was in the Team Fortress, and I just, like... I didn't see them for, like, 2 years until, like, Meet the Medic came out, and then they just, like, wanted to talk to me about Meet the Medic for, like, days.
I don't actually know what Team Fortress is. I just think it has, like, some cartoon guys in it.
There's some cartoon guys. It's not as good as Sonic, but it's better than fucking Mario. Mario, if you're out there, you Italian fuck, get your ass out of here.
Yeah,
don't Waluigi listen to my can goddamn stay. Podcast. Waluigi, join the Sonic franchise. You're not being served there well.
We already talked about this, that Waluigi is basically like a ripoff of Big the Cat, that they just stretched him out tall, because they have the same color scheme. They both have orange boots. They both are like purple and black color scheme. It's kind of fucked up.
And they're both lovable and huggable.
Well, and like,
they're both lovable, huggable, best parts of their franchise.
Well, and they both have like a frog for a best friend. You know, he's got Froggy, and then Waluigi has Wario.
Wario's very frog-like, that's true. Wario. And remember that one time he ate the Chaos Emerald and his butt grew? That was cool. That happened to Wario once.
Froggy, where are you?
Oh my god, we have another guest on the program. We have Big the goddamn Cat in the studio. Big, do you want to tell us your Zaw loadout?
Dude, I don't even think Big, like, cares. He just eats everything.
He just kind of ran by like he did in Sonic Adventure 2, where he just kind of runs by in the background.
Yeah, he just, Big, like, hides back under a grate. He's just sitting down there.
Big the Cat's like the Babadook of Sonic Adventure 2.
Thanks for the deep cut. We're still like, okay, so RJ, I'm sorry we did not bring you on. We're going to make a mini segment on the show in the Quillheads Talk Shop personally segment called Just Bevan.
What were you about to say? Because I said Just Bevan.
Sewed on, I don't know.
Okay, we're going with Just Bevan.
Just Bevan is far superior. First things first, just really want to quickly say, Sangrita Blast is fucking disgusting.
I honestly don't know what's wrong with you, Russ. I've been drinking Sangrita Blast for an entire goddamn year, and every single time it's been a magical experience.
It tastes like chewing on a potpourri candle.
See, I pick up some distinct floral notes in the Sangrita Blast. There's some pomegranate, some cherry. See, I'm a soda sommelier. I don't know if you know this, RJ. Yeah, see, so I get my Sangrita Blast. I immediately get rid of all the ice in it because I have to have it room temperature. I pour it into a wine glass, and I just sort of like, just kind of like, you know, swirl it around a little bit, waft it, and then I drink it, and then I don't spit it out because it's really good. So, and I don't know what's wrong with you, Russ.
So I have no idea what this thing is you're talking about.
Sangrita Blast is the Taco Bell only sangria flavored Mountain Dew.
So it's like Baja Blast, but it's like sangria.
But fucking disgusting, whereas Baja Blast is a goddamn treat.
Dude, Baja Blast
is kind of fucked.
They just take some Mountain Dew and pour some Gatorade in it.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I don't like Baja Blast. I like Sangrita Blast because it's actually soda. Unlike somebody pissed in a soda, which is what Baja Blast tastes like.
Well, that's also just what Mountain Dew tastes like, so, you know.
See, I don't like Mountain Dew except for Sangrita Blast.
I cannot believe this. You just don't understand me and my hillbilly ancestors. I'm one of the hillbillies.
Russ, I'm the one that lives in the South. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm one-fifth hillbilly, so...
You're culturally hillbilly, but not ethnically.
Not ethnically, culturally hillbilly. And you're attacking me and my culture right now, which is Mountain Dew.
Just get sun drop like
washboards and jugs, and you are attacking me.
I forgot that you were technically a Mumford.
I am one of the Mumfords. I do not have any sons yet, but when I reach level 3, I will rank up and get some sons.
So wait, is it like a Scientology-based system where you have to rank up and, like, if you pay enough money, you're like...
You get an Xbox 360 things? Eventually.
Is it achievements or is it Scientology? Because either one is kind of disturbing.
Well, achievements do factor into your...
your OT ranking?
What's a funny pun on Thetans?
Oh, there aren't any.
Lord Xenu's the same, but he has a comical beard. Oh, Lord Snuffy Smith.
Sure. Stuffy Big Rock Candy Mountain? Is that a hillbilly thing or a hobo thing? I forget.
It's a hobo thing. Don't... Now this is offensive. Come on, Alan.
Well, what's that saying? Mountain do, more like mountain don't.
That's good. I would say mountain do more like mountain poo, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I would rather both are good. If they discontinued Sangria Blast, I will never drink Mountain Dew again. I promise. Because I will give up Mountain Dew if they stop that. Discontinue Sangria Blast. I'm just saying.
So wait, this is you're willing to make the sacrifice.
I'm willing to make the sacrifice. I'm willing to reject my history, my people.
See, I will only drink Mountain Dew if there is Sangria Blast. So we cancel each other out. We're in a stalemate here.
We're in a stalemate. I'll defeat you one day, Alan. You know it.
Yeah, we're locked in eternal battle like Red Skull and Captain America and that one Spider-Man cartoon or whatever.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
Dude, Red
Skull. This isn't Spider-Man. About Spider-Man. We have one more soda discussion to have here real quick. Alan, do you want to cover this?
Yeah, so one soda we both do like. I don't know if you're into this, RJ, but Pepsi Max. Gotta get that Pan-X, baby.
I've never Pan-X. Even heard of this.
You've never even heard of Pepsi Max?
No, where the hell are you, like, guys living where you have all these weird-ass sodas?
This is a normal Pepsi. This is universal.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure it is.
You can pick this up.
San Francisco got some sort of, like soda embargo?
You know what we have in San Francisco is we have, like, Mexican Cokes, which are the best ones.
Oh, no. I slam those. I slam Jarritos constantly.
Oh, man.
But that's different.
No, you're just wrong is the problem. Is Jarritos, you know, they're great. Because they actually have sugar in them.
Yeah, they are good. They're great. I love them.
Yeah.
But I gotta watch my figure.
Uh-huh.
So I gotta get this Pepsi Max, which is calorie free, but it has maximum taste.
What about Dr. Pepper 10? It's not for women.
It is not bullshit. For women. That's true. I apologize to the women out there.
That's bullshit, because I tried drinking some of that, and it was just Axe. It was just a can of Axe body spray.
I've talked about this on the podcast before. My RC Cola 10. I have had RC Cola 10. There is some.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah, Russ traveled back to the 1930s and bought RC Cola and a Moon Pie from the Woolworth General Store.
No, I scoops them out of the Big Rock Candy Mountain stream.
Do you know what, Russ? One of the things that my grandmother, who's like 80 goddamn years old, said is when she lived downtown, she's like, oh, we used to go down to Woolworth's and buy an RC Cola and a Moon Pie for 5 cents. And that's what you sounded like that one week.
I'm an old-fashioned man. I like looking over the ocean and seeing the beautiful sights and sounds of, you know, my hometown, which is an old Maine village where I lobster hunted for all these years. So
yeah, you're Stephen King. Okay.
I'm Stephen goddamn King.
Do you guys remember that? Did you guys ever have Jolt Cola?
No, I've never had Jolt. I have not had Surge yet either.
Jolt just tastes like, it's like RC Cola, but with like the caffeine of a rock star. So, I mean,
this is up my alley. I think
it tastes a lot like Coke.
A promise to the listeners out there, I'm going to have Jolt Cola within the next 2 or 3 months.
See, the thing is that I think I'm immune to caffeine because I drink so much goddamn soda. That I built up a tolerance to it, and I can't feel any caffeine anymore.
Dude.
So I drink very little soda, like, since 2007. I've only had it, like, on special occasions, just because, like, I lost the taste for it, because corn syrup is fucking disgusting now. But, like, I've had a lot of caffeine in the last week, because I'm trying to push deadlines, and I had to go to the doctor this morning for chest pains. Turns out that I've just been having, like, too much caffeine and too much stress, so I gotta cut that out.
You became too rad because you drank too much soda.
Yeah.
Also,
you're too cool.
Feelings on pecan pie. This is a recurring thing that happens on our podcast, which it literally is pure corn syrup, and everybody thinks I'm fucking disgusting because I like it.
I think you are. Yeah.
See, I've never had pecan pie, but I like pecans, and I like pumpkin pie, and I've heard that it's similar. So
it's not really similar. It's similar in like gooey consistency.
It's similar.
But imagine pecans. Kind of. Imagine pecans. And then somebody took corn syrup, which you love.
Yeah.
And then just took that and some butter and then let it sit outside in like a sit in a refrigerator for a while until it turned into like a gel.
You bake
like, imagine
it.
Like
you
a greaser.
Bake it. This guy here is misconstruing things. He is editing the Wikipedia page.
Do you actually
page.
Cook it?
You cook it. You cook
it looks like something. It looks like something that like the Fonz would like stick his fingers in and rub through his hair. That's what it looks like. It's like pure gel, and Russ is just slamming it down his dumb throat.
I can't believe this guy is my co-host. He's not my friend. I want him to be my friend. I can't get him to be my friend. But this guy, he is...
I'm the tsundere one.
Ugh.
Anyway, Pepsi Max, cherry variety. Get it.
Yeah. Get it? It's going to be huge. Panax for life. Inject it right into your bloodstream. This is huge, but we got to talk about another pie right now. We got to talk about pizza pie. A little segment we call Domino's Ghost.
I just want to point out that that was an excellent segue.
That's literally 90% why I'm here. I don't offer anything of, like, relative
Russ
substance.
Russ is just here for segues. It's certainly not for naming segments, as as evidenced by his, what was it, so duh?
So Don, or so it does? So does? I don't
know. So It Goes by Billy Joel. What's up?
Billy Joel. Billy Joel is a big, Billy Joel is a big pizza guy. We need to talk pizza here now. Another segue.
Man,
so,
killer.
He's Italian and from Philly, so I'm assuming he likes
bottle red, Philly. Bottle white, whatever suits your appetite. Scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Thank you.
I'm here for the song lyrics.
We need to hear. Well, should we go through our own individual pizza? Our individual.
Yeah, I think we should go through ours before, or maybe we should let our guests go first. It's your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
RJ, take it.
What's your loadout?
Okay. So generally, I order really weird shit because, you know, I live alone most of the time. And so the pizza I like is, so first of all, either no sauce or like garlic sauce. And then, you know, we got barbecue chicken and bacon and jalapenos and feta cheese and mushrooms and then anchovies, but like a lot of anchovies.
Huh. Huge.
I'm writing this. Hold on. Let me plot this out. Hold on. So you've got no sauce. You've got barbecue chicken. You've got bacon. You've got jalapenos, and feta cheese, anchovies.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Bacon. That's
and mushrooms.
That's a unique loadout. And mushrooms. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
We have our first anchovy man on the podcast. I didn't know they existed anymore.
Yeah.
I have trouble finding them.
No, one time I asked for anchovies, like you know, some anchovies on the side from the pizza place, and they just gave me a can of anchovies. I think just nobody eats them there, so they're just trying to get rid of them.
So
yeah, they had to blow dust off of an old tin in the back.
Yeah, it's just like I get my pizza and I open it up, and there's just like literally a tin of anchovies sitting in there. I'm like, well, that's cool. I'll just eat those.
Add your own.
Yeah, it's just, wow. It allows for a greater degree of customization, I guess, but huh.
Dude, I just
so what were your thoughts
too.
On that loadout? Was it good?
Me personally?
Yeah, you get a free can.
All I can say, he's got it down to a point where, like, nobody's going to be asking for it. Those anchovies are almost like a buffer against needy, hungry people who are going to be on top of that pizza.
Well, yeah, and see...
Yeah, it's like a defense mechanism,
like,
for yourself.
It works against everybody except my mom, and my mom really likes anchovies, but she's also, like, lactose intolerant. So she still can't have any, and it still works out.
We also want to say real quick, if you're lactose intolerant, you might not want to listen to this podcast because it might give you stomach queasy.
Well, and we're also going to be very insensitive to them.
So
because we love that cheese.
Yeah.
If you're a fucking weirdo who can't have like lactose or something, maybe you should go back to your dad's house and cry.
From my
understanding, you should go play Seaman, you weirdo.
See, like,
go play some Seaman, you fuck.
My mom didn't even become lactose intolerant until she was like 55. And so what happens is if you stop eating like cheese every single day of your life, then you're probably going to become lactose intolerant. Because apparently human beings aren't supposed to eat dairy. Who, you know, that's stupid, but still. And
it's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's brutal.
So wait. Mommy, my mom gets like sick if she eats too much milk too, but she's still able to handle the cheese. Well, she just loves that cheese.
Yeah, like so long as you keep your cheese intake up, you shouldn't be like totally screwed. But if you know,
well, it's a good thing that I inject cheese right in my arm each day.
Yeah,
hey, take some notes down, Quillheads. This is important info. We need to protect our stomachs.
Look, I know Jenny McCarthy's out there trying to keep your kids from getting cheese vaccinations, but I'm telling you, you need it.
Jenny McCarthy.
Herd immunity's down in 2015. We gotta get that cheese. Gotta get that cheese back up.
Do it for the people who can't, the children who can't get cheese.
Yeah.
Just don't ever let yourself slip like a month without cheese, because then you might not be able to go back. You might not be able to have cheese again.
No, you'll be jonesing for that cheese, but you can't. Yeah. You're gonna be jonesing for cheese. You're gonna get the handshakes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God, imagine somebody like in a bathroom stall, like tying a belt around their arm. And like getting one of those little nacho cheese cups from Taco Bell and injecting it in their arm. Think about it. That's a good visual.
A drip. Sir, put him on the cheese drip stat. Gotta get him through.
Oh, this cheese is too viscous. It won't drip well.
He's never eaten za again.
Shit. I had to eat bullshit za with any cheese.
gluten-free za. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, they have child. Like they have a lot of that shit in San Francisco, and it's just.
Is it just like soy? They just like get like a film of soy and just lay it on.
Have
top
you
of
ever like? You know what's the most disgusting thing in the world is like non-dairy cream cheese. It just tastes like gross, nasty. Ugh, it's horrible.
What even is that?
I'm not even sure, but it's like a white viscous substance. But that like
it's like jizz. Somebody jizzed on a pizza.
To be fair, I'm not really sure what regular cream cheese is, but I'm you know it's good, so I eat it.
It's something. It's something that came out of a cow.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah,
man, that's messed up.
I'm just into things that come out of cows, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just go up to a cow and just, like, put my mouth on any orifice and just, like, come on.
I once give me what up, we got. I once picked up horse shit for a summer job, so, no, cow shit.
That's what this
excuse
was.
Me. It's a little of both horse shit and cow shit, because it's, like, following a mighty stallion and getting the shit from a
Why doesn't anybody the make mother, horse milk or, like, horse cheese? Where's horse cheese?
I'm sure somebody in like Mongolia does.
I was just about to say it. The Mongolians, that's what they.
Oh, I thought I was just bullshitting because I thought they liked horses.
No, for serious. I heard this on a podcast about the Mongol horde.
Shit. So Genghis Khan was like really into horse cheese?
Yeah, they'd eat anything.
I mean, they have like
fuck.
Like, why is there just not cheese made of all farm animals? I mean, they have like goat cheese and cow cheese, but I need my horse cheese,
pig cheese,
my chicken cheese.
Pig cheese, cat cheese, dog cheese, whatever. Anything that can make milk, right?
Just
human cheese.
Yes. Well, let's just not do human cheese, because that one's gross.
That one's the worst.
Yeah. Borat, everybody. Borat reference, so, you know, mark this in the podcast. We got another one in there.
My wife.
What happened there? Remember when he fed the guy the cheese, and it was his wife's breast milk?
Yeah.
So I feel like every
time
I never
watched that movie.
A,
I just know he says my wife.
No, it's fucking like, in one of my apartments somewhere, somebody's like Wi-Fi was named my Wi-Fi.
That's good. That's
and then
good.
That person died 2 weeks name. Later. That person died 2 weeks later. We'll miss you forever, Greg.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is every goddamn place I've ever lived in my entire life, one of my neighbors is like, CIA surveillance van. It's like, fuck, I get it already. Come on. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
of
you do live in the CSI office building.
The CSI surveillance man. It's just Dave Caruso. Follow me around. He's just zooming into my face.
Your peers, your people, you know, you hang out on the set a lot. You're with,
There's always a Who song playing in the background.
Yeah. Is there a famous rapper on that show?
I do know that, the next season is going to have, CSI Cyber is the name of the next season, which it's going to have Bow Wow, formerly
you know,
Lil Bow Wow.
The best thing.
Playing a, yeah. Go ahead. He's playing a hacker.
Yeah.
Is he coming back as his character from the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
I'm not sure how it relates to the Fast Verse.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you want to
you
pick
what?
A word.
I like how they just had a new division for cyber.
Is there any word that sounds less futuristic than cyber?
No, I don't think there is.
It's like the
I
least...
I think cyber...
It's the least tech-savvy word I can think of.
No, cyber... did I tell you guys about the time I went... Like, last semester, I went to my school's career fair, and I was just walking around, and there was a table that said, join the cyber squad, and I had to walk up to it anyway, because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to join. And it was like some beefy kind of, like, military guy who's, like, talking to me about cybersecurity, and, like, he almost scheduled an interview, but he didn't realize I wasn't qualified for anything.
The second
like,
you realized you were not going to get free space glasses, like, did you just back out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't get fingerless gloves with this job. Fuck it. Look, I can't be sketching on the job. Are you kidding me? Fuck
like,
it.
You're not gonna wear a visor that's like neon green and like have a cord that runs out of the back of your head.
I can't plug anything into a phone and make some weird beep boop noises to like hack into a modem. Fuck it. Not doing this.
Get a bunch of free pizza by hacking into the system.
I don't get to go to that weird club from the movie Hackers where they played, like, the jet skiing machine on a projector.
Do you remember that when that band, the Crystal Method, was a thing?
That was weird, yeah.
And then they just did the Bones theme song and then were never heard from again.
That's really messed up, now that I think about it.
I thought they developed the new Tomb Raider games. Anyway, I'm a nerd. I don't know popular shit. You guys are always hating on me because All I know about is pizza and Sonic, and we probably should go over your pizza review this week and Domino's guys.
Yeah, my pizza loadout this week. I went back to Gumby's Pizza, the sort of local chain, which turns out isn't actually a local chain, but is exists in several different college towns around the country. They tricked me.
gotcha.
I went to Gumby's Pizza. I was going to try this barbecue pizza, but because it said it had chicken tenders on it, but then I realized that the sauce was barbecue sauce, and like, so
that's
there.
That's actually good.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
I mean, it's okay.
Holy shit. Barbecue sauce is made with tomatoes, right? So it's like practically the same thing.
I didn't know that Gumby's Pizza actually featured Gumby and was named Pokey.
It does. Yeah, Pokey. You can buy Pokey sticks, which are just like cheese sticks.
That's wild.
People are still shocked that I was into Gumby when I was 5 years old. That was my favorite character before I learned.
It's really fucked up because Gumby's not even really a character one. And I think he's a character that my grandma liked too because I think he existed in like the 20s. He's like one of those characters like Mickey Mouse that doesn't really have a personality but just like does stuff.
He enters worlds of sadness and despair that terrify you as a child, but for some reason you're into it.
He was basically like the first version of Kingdom Hearts.
Think about it. Whoa, holy shit. Up.
Did you meet Donald Duck and Goofy?
Or Xemnas and Roxas and like Galaptigo and Grippledop or whatever their fucking names are.
Yes, Galaptigo.
Yeah, holy shit.
Galaptigo is my favorite character.
There might as well be one. I don't know who's in this cartoon.
My OTP is Goofy Gripplodop.
Gripplodop. Geronimo, the only FF6 character, is only in there for 2 minutes and he sucks and he's the worst. Fuck Kingdom Hearts.
And he's the only.
I like Kingdom Hearts because it takes the two things I know the least about in the world, which is Final Fantasy and Disney characters, and it combines them into one. If they could just put sports in there too, I'd be set.
I mean, they sort of have sports in there. Don't you remember the sport where you have to like put up, you know, concert posters or whatever the hell they were?
I thought they just rode around birds. I thought that was the sport they did.
Yeah.
Do they ever play Blitzball? Do they ever play Blitzball?
No, but like Waka's there and he's like got a Blitzball that he throws at you.
Wait, Waka? Like Flock of Flame?
Yeah.
Yes, Waka Flock of Flame is there. You didn't know that?
Okay, and now I'm into it.
Punk rap.
That's something I understand for once.
Oh man. What other rappers would be good in the Final Fantasy franchise?
None of them, because please don't let them into that verse. I can't handle
that
verse.
Why was it Danny Brown that one time he tweeted about, don't spoil FF13 for me, I'm playing it for the fucking story.
What? I don't know what any Final Fantasy is. I know there's like one with like a girl with pink hair.
That's
somebody dies at the end. Somebody dies and gets impaled by a sword on the PS1.
It's Sora. Sora dies.
Yeah.
Sorry, nerds.
You're thinking of Final Fantasy VI. You know, it's the worst one in the franchise.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
That's the one with Aeris in it and, you know, Yuffie.
There's a Sephiroth. I know there's a Sephiroth.
Yeah, that's Final Fantasy.
He has like one wing or something.
I'm suffering this wrath. That's my god.
Final Fantasy VI. It's everybody's least favorite one.
I know there's that and I know there's Chocobos.
Yeah.
Why are you attacking me like this?
I mean, it first appeared on like, what's that shitty system that Metal Gear started on?
Definitely not the Sega Saturn, the greatest console. Yeah. Of all time.
I thought you meant the Dreamcast. That's the greatest console.
Listen, the only thing holding the Sega Saturn back is no real Sonic game. That is a fucking tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, Nights into Dreams, Sonic R, you know, that system was going places.
Sonic R is one of the great games of all time. If you disagree, then you might as well not live in the city.
I like Sonic R, and I'll tell you why. It's because Tails Doll.
I thought you were going to say that Funky Slammin' soundtrack.
Well,
that's my favorite part of it.
I don't know
how. The British lady, is she the one that's on Sonic, or is she the one that's in that one?
Didn't
the British lady that sings those songs?
Yeah, but didn't like isn't there? I think there exists a Crush 40 version of Super Sonic Racing.
No,
holy fuck, I need to get up on that.
I think that they actually got asked about that on Twitter, and they said no, there was never going to be a Sonic R thing because of music licensing issues.
I thought there was some new version of Super Sonic Racing included in Generations, and it played for like one little mini quest.
Huh. Because I know they made a cover of Sonic Boom on the Sonic CD release for Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
there was a new version of Super Sonic Racing, though.
I have maybe talked to Jun Sonoh, one of my personal heroes, Jun Sonoh, over Twitter. And he does not like Led Zeppelin, which kind of bummed me out. But he did confirm... Oh god, what did he confirm again to me again? He does like prog rock, so that's what's up.
Yeah, him and Araki just like trade vinyl.
You know what sucks is is whatever Summer of Sonic is not like a thing anymore. Otherwise, I'd say that we should all like go in together and go to fucking England, wherever it is, and go meet Crush 40.
Is that what did the Sonic Stadium run that?
Yeah, I think so. Or I don't know.
I know this because my sister was a moderator on the Sonic Stadium forum. What's up, sis?
So that's where you get
Why isn't she on here? Your good
information.
I don't know.
Why can't you get your sister on here? She actually has, like, some authority. She has, like, a, you know, she was an elected official.
Her boyfriend is also currently a moderator on that forum.
I know.
What? You've been holding out on me, Russ.
I know a girl who could do, like, a dead-on Amy Plant Tales voice, and in her youth, she would go on to Second Life and trick people into thinking that she is Amy Plant, and they would just give her all sorts of, like, you know, naked Tales avatars that she could be.
Yeah. And
wait, isn't Tails always naked?
Yeah, but like, you know, when you add nipples, it's suddenly way more offensive.
I don't really have a Zal loadout. Let's go right into Sonic news, views, reviews, and toots, because we got to talk some fucking Sonic with RJ, because we brought him on for a specific purpose.
Yeah, my pizza was like, it was a Supreme pizza. It's whatevs.
Okay, sorry. Because I really got to talk with RJ about some stuff. Okay, so, this guy has broken down, like, the anatomy of Sonic and knows the ins and outs of Sonic on, like, on more, like, better than I know the back of my hand.
Ask me how many ribs he has.
How many ribs does Sonic have?
He has 7.
Oh, shit.
How many do we have? Because I forgot.
Well, we have, like, I don't know, like 45.
Shit, that's
a lot. It's probably less than that.
I know we've got as many that fit on a xylophone.
Yeah.
Because I know you can play ribs like xylophone.
Yes. Yes, cartoons are accurate.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm looking at this beautiful picture of Sonic right now.
He looks powerful. He looks strong. And we got to ask something right now. Where is his butthole and what is it? We theorized that he keeps it contained in some sort of blue plastic sheet.
Okay. Well, the thing about Sonic that you have to realize is that they call him a hedgehog, but he's not a regular hedgehog. He's actually a monotreme, which, you know, I'm not sure if you know what a monotreme is, but
like Knuckles.
Yes. Like echidnas and platypuses are monotremes. But Sonic the Hedgehog is the third unknown monotreme. And monotreme means one hole. So he has like a cloaca where all of his business gets done.
Oh, no, 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 no.
This
I can't handle this.
Is huge, everybody.
So wait, does he have a fucked up dick like Knuckles?
See, Knuckles, you know, he's got the forehead dick, but Sonic has 5 because he's one better than Knuckles.
I guess I'm okay with that.
Oh, no.
I guess I'm okay with that.
Guys,
this has changed all my fan fiction, but I'm okay with that, I guess.
Get your friends on the fucking line, put your iPhone up in the air, and get everybody to listen to
this. Breaking news.
There is knowledge being dropped.
Fuck.
Your mind is being blown. Anchovy Man, RJ the Grim Child, dropping more knowledge than John Cena. Oh my god.
World is ruined. Or better, I don't know.
This guy, this is like watching an episode of Cosmos knowing that Neil deGrasse Tyson stinks, according to Alan. And
yeah, I don't like
just
I don't like him.
Getting your mind expanded and blown up. We're an informational
like the
podcast.
Episode of Cosmos where he flew inside that bear's vagina, except he flew inside Sonic's cloaca.
He has a cloaca. Oh
now
my God.
I feel like
That's
I need
up.
To go and catch up on that show because I did not get that far.
That's like the second episode. He like flies inside of a bear.
You have to pay a lot for that episode. It's twice as expensive.
It's on browsers, actually. Uh-huh.
Good one.
But okay, hold on. So when he rolls up in a ball, does he go? Somebody asked us this before. They asked, does he go ass to mouth when he rolls up in a ball? Does he go ass to cloaca or cloaca to mouth? I guess.
I mean, yes and no. What he does is he like sort of. He twists his face because he's got like a malleable jaw thing, and he plugs his cloaca with his nose, so he gets like a nice tight curl up.
Oh shit!
Damn,
that's real. Sonic
that's
is
real.
Fucking ingenious.
He has like a gasket seal between his cloaca and his nose.
Yeah,
like it's like
it gets him like a real nice tight ball form.
You know, you were gonna write your thesis about the Sonic franchise. Are you gonna use RJ here as a source?
Yeah, I'll have to leave a note in my bibliography. Collabo, yeah. Shit, this changes everything.
Man, I don't know if we can podcast about Sonic anymore. I feel so Listen, I know a lot about the lore and the histories and, like, the history.
I know about Archie Histrionics, okay. About Archie comics.
Oh, man. I didn't know about those. I forgot. I know somebody who does, like, page layouts for the Archie comics. I should actually...
Yeah. Hook us up. We need to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, she's like, she's this kid. My mom met her in community college and then introduced me.
Oh, damn, this is huge.
Yeah.
Now we need is the Fleetway connection, and then we've got this lock. We got a lock down.
But screw Fleetway, because like their supersonic is retarded.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with the Fleetway because it's got that human rabbit guy.
Yeah.
He's like human-sized rabbit man.
Human-sized rabbit man, who is also Sonic's best friend for some weird reason.
Can we talk about one thing for now? Can we talk about the similarities between the Dragon Ball Z franchise and the Sonic franchise? Because that's
I don't see what you're talking about.
My toot of the week that I'm going to share sometime soon. I guess we can go ahead and launch into it now.
Yeah, let's do toots. We're already messing with this podcast. RJ is blowing.
We're shaking up the formula here. So let me go ahead and I'll go and link you guys in the chat. Well, hold on. I'll tell you what the toot of the week is this time. So the toot of the week for this week is Titan Tails. So he is the result of a portion of the Chosen One prophecy, the combined form of Tails and all of his counterparts from all zones. He's only appeared once for the sole purpose of delivering a final defeat to Mammoth Mogul. Zonic the Zone Cop recruited all the zone's version of Tails to stop him from destroying the multiverse. So they all formed together, and he turned into Titan Tails. And I want you guys to guess what Titan Tails looks like before I show you what he looks like, because you're going to lose your goddamn mind.
I'm really hoping that he looks like the Titans from Attack on Titan.
No, he's like a big, beefy guy. He looks big and tough.
You're both right.
I actually knew this guy, but I knew Titan Tails before. I have read this Sonicpedia article.
Oh, have you seen this?
I had not seen him. This.
He looks like Kenshiro from...
I do this. I totally remembered this. I swear to God.
He looks like Frank Miller drew him. It's creeping me out.
He's got pecs for days.
He has no neck.
He will let his stand be the judge. I'm just saying.
So here's my question.
Yeah, he looks like a JoJo character.
What's the deal with his eyes? Is that supposed to be like glow from his eyes, or does he just have like really bad mascara?
It's cosmic ultimate power.
He's rippling with it. It's shooting out of his eyes.
The ripple.
He's got like a Super Saiyan glow.
The Harmon.
The Hamon, yeah.
The power of life.
He's got the Hamon around his eyes, yeah, okay.
That's what's happening. Yeah. Yeah, this is really fucked up. There's a picture of him too, of him, I'm not going to link it, but it's him spinning his tail real fast and using it to create wind to blow this mammoth guy backwards.
Well, you think it would be something more badass, like a tornado, but no, it's just
No. He's just, like, using it, and he's, like, kind of flexing and kind of get, like, a shot of his glutes in there. Like, it's really impressive. I'm surprised at the musculature work they've done in drawing this.
Do you think they based his design off Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Noted Sonic fan?
I think so. I think he might have mo-capped him. He might have mo-capped him and then took some still shots.
They rotoscoped him. They brought Bakshi in to rotoscope the guy.
Yeah.
They brought Bakshi in to jerk off in the corner. Him and Robert Crumb are just jerking off to all their drawings.
Playing C-Man and jerking off.
The wiki does say, let's see, when asked if he had plans for Titan Tales, writer Ian Flynn said, no. This is... Nobody likes him, apparently. This is one of the two transformations that the characters burst out of their gloves due to their immense size, the other one being the Werehog. And then the final bullet point on this wiki. I don't know who moderated this, but Titan Tails is noted as being one of, if not the most unpopular super transformation in the whole series by the fandom.
Now, I disagree, but I will let it stand because I don't know any other of the other super transformations besides Supersonic, which is still the best.
Well, I mean...
Enerjack?
How about, you know, Super Scourge?
Super Scourge.
Did he ever get a super form?
Yeah. Yeah, he turns purple because it's the opposite of yellow.
Did Dr. Quack...
I thought he was green.
Well, he's
Dr. Quack ever get a super form where he regrew his leg after he lost it?
Scourge...
Or was it his eye?
Scourge is...
He lost his leg and his eye.
Oh, Jesus.
Scourge is normally green, but then, like, I think he's,
but
like,
Sonic turns
with, like,
yellow,
blue
so he turns the opposite of yellow.
Yeah, and then he turns purple for his super form, because Sonic turns yellow. And he's just, like...
I thought he turned purple because he's, like, weed-themed. I thought he was, like, weed-themed, and he turned purple like that dank perp.
Is dank perp a weed thing?
Definitely is.
Definitely is. You're talking to two.
He lives in Washington.
Yeah, I'm a noted weed expert. If you need to know about Hannah Banana or like Squirzy Purple or whatever, my top two.
I know
strains.
Surprisingly little about weed for living in San Francisco for 5 years.
You know,
can you hit me up with some of them kind strains, Russ? Can you give me some of that dank herb?
Sure, I've got all of them that are themed after Sonic characters. I've grown them myself, my backyard. So hit me
you
up.
Got that? You got that Echidna indica?
I got a Kickstarter going for that, and it's gonna be way bigger than any Beach Queen bullshit.
Yeah,
some loser fuck.
Russ created a Kickstarter for the sole purpose of beating my Beach Queen, my Sally Acorn Beach Queen Kickstarter.
Oh man.
Fuck. Whatever. Anyway.
He is pretty super, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, you wanna handle this next news story, Russ?
We're talking... Oh, this is a big one. We had some news this week. A Destructoid interviewer named Mr. Jonathan Holmes checked in with an old friend of ours, RuPaul, the beloved drag queen. I don't know anything really about him.
Mm-hmm.
But... Our friend Jonathan Holmes here, who's fucking choking on our steez, who's stealing everything.
Chomping our flavor.
He's chomping our flavor. He's taking money straight out of our fucking Patreon, you asshole.
Damn him.
Asks RuPaul personally, are you the human Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, well, his exact words were, some might say that you're the Sonic the Hedgehog of the TV world. Would you take that as a compliment, and would you be interested in starring in a Sonic the Hedgehog-style platformer? And RuPaul responded, I'm crazy nuts about Sonic the Hedgehog. Always have been. Stick-with-itness is my middle name, and I've always admired anyone who can persevere against all odds. Life is a game, and video games offer a taste of what it's like to strategize in the big, mean world of real life. I love games that challenge you to be all that you are, and more. And I think we succeeded with Dragopolis. So, I guess, go buy Dragopolis. I hear it's supposed to be like Sonic.
So
it's better than this Sonic Boom bullshit, if you ask me, but I'm not going to get any further into that.
So I know that you're probably joking, but I don't know enough about RuPaul to, like...
No, this is a real-ass article in the world that exists.
That's...
Like, go look it up. It's a real-ass article.
That's amazing.
And watch RuPaul's show. I've never seen an episode before, but my girlfriend's friend loves it. So, you know what? RuPaul, you're going in the Sonic Hall of Fame with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Andre 3000, Pitbull.
Except
Will Smith.
I still don't think Pitbull should be in there. I guess he probably should be in there, but he did give me a nightmare one time. So
yeah, Russ had a nightmare about Pitbull beating him up in a bar. Didn't you say you had a nightmare about getting kicked off a podcast for smoking weed?
I did have a nightmare where I smoked weed on a podcast and the host got so pissed off at me they kicked me off. And now
Russ.
One of the hosts of the podcast follows me on Twitter and it terrifies me whenever I smoke weed that they're going to see my tweets and kick me off of Twitter.
You're going to tell me about this later because I need to get in more in depth about this. Damn.
Anyway.
Shit. We got it. Okay. So the next bit in our Sonic News Reviews Tudes is my review of Sonic Boom Episode 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I gotta bring everything down. This is that bit of, you know, like in a dubstep song, whenever there's like that bit of like chill out bit?
Yeah.
That's this. We were having too much fun, and now I gotta bring it down with
RJ,
Sonic Boom.
RJ is might be arguably the most knowledgeable person I've ever met about Sonic the Hedgehog, and he's gonna have to hear the fallacies and evils these French bastards have brought to our world.
Wait, they're French? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think it is a French production studio. We never actually looked it up, but we just assume.
That's really surprising because the French are usually good at animating things.
These are the rejects.
That one,
like,
with the balloon, right?
Well, I mean, it's just like, what's that comment that was going around? Is, you know, I know why Big Red Button are ex Naughty Dog developers.
Yeah.
Well. It's produced by French Productions, and made by Le Gare Thémerlicht Genesle TV. So presumably that's French.
I was on the money. They also, I bet these, can I tell
I
you?
I just jammed some peanut butter in my mouth and just said some random words.
Alan, I'm going to ask this for serious. Do you think some people from the old Donkey Kong Country cartoon from the mid-90s may have worked on this cartoon?
I think so, because they've probably just been sitting around in, like, a storage closet somewhere, starving to death, and they will do anything to, like, a slice of freedom.
Including your father?
My father, the one shining bright light in this goddamn, like, abomination of a show is Eggman's mustache is rendered in exquisite detail, in that I can see every goddamn hair of his mustache.
But couldn't
it's
you...
It's incredible.
Wasn't that also the case in Sonic 06, the seminal classic?
Which is a great game, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great game. This is the one thing they have in common.
So here's the one story about Sonic 06. I actually bought an Xbox 360 for that. That was my first next-gen console, just for Sonic 06. I got like an S rank on every Sonic level. Played the
you
shit
willing
out of
to wait. You weren't willing to wait for the Dreamcast 2? Like I still am?
I mean, I'm holding out hope, but, you know, I still gotta play stuff like now until, you know, I'll play it again when, like...
Like what? You can just use Steam to buy all old Sega Dreamcast games again.
Well, I'm
yeah, yeah,
I'm
I've just been playing that and Shenmue.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi.
Minus the Offspring. God damn it. Come back, Offspring. I miss you. Anyway, please continue on your story.
I mean, I hope when Dreamcast 2 comes out, there's, like... Like Sonic Next Gen Collection is just what they call it, and it's just like, yes, you know, Sonic Boom and Sonic 06, and that's it.
No Sonic Boom, not real.
No Sonic Boom. It says it's Sonic Boom, but when you turn it on, it just like deletes your hard drive because you have bad tasting games.
It just like catches on fire.
What if the Dreamcast 2 came out and it was just Seaman was the launch game with Seaman 2? But how pissed off would you be?
Oh, we'd have another generation of little perverts running around the internet on 4chan. That's right, Seaman 4chan. Rhyme.
Yeah, you know, you nailed it. Like that.
I nailed it.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with this fucking review of this goddamn nightmare show. So I watched episode 5, My Fair Stixie, featuring our least favorite character, Stix, who's some kind of... She's like orange. I think she's a badger, but she doesn't look like one. So... I don't know.
Well, I mean,
she looks like the character Badger from Breaking Bad. Have I made that joke like, before?
We should have. We really should have. No, we did say that Badger from Breaking Bad should play Sonic in a live action movie.
That's true. I forgot about that.
We said that Badger should play Sonic. Bryan Cranston should play Eggman. Walt Jr. should play Tails. And I think Skyler was Amy.
Yeah,
I forget.
Dude, that Walt Jr.
And Hank was Knuckles.
Hank was Knuckles. That's right.
Yeah, and Marie was she Rouge the Bat or she Amy? It's one of the two.
I don't remember. And who did we say was going to be CGI?
Gus.
I guess.
He's Metal Sonic. He's Metal Sonic.
Oh yeah, though. Gus was Metal Sonic.
He's definitely Metal Sonic.
Rehashing old jokes from old podcasts. Great stuff.
Yeah, callbacks. Okay. Anyway, meteors are destroying the shitty village that they live in. Stix, who's this paranoid prepper type, has these wooden giant fly swatters set up. And she activates them, and it saves everybody by slapping the meteors out of the air. I guess that's how that works.
I want to compliment them on one thing. That is like that one stage in Sonic Adventure 2 where you might actually get hit by the meteor. So they may have looked on a Sonic LP or something and been like, I guess this is all Sonic games. But at least they looked.
At least they did something. They got something kind of right. She gets nominated for an award, invited to a fancy party. Knuckles puts on some glasses to read this letter of her invitation. He looks at it and then reveals that he can't read. So there's that. And they're really dragging Knuckles through the dirt on this.
What do you think Knuckles did to them?
I don't know. Like, a couple of weeks ago, he was, like, fisting a turkey.
Did they get...
Well, I bet I'll tell you exactly what happened is they told Knuckles a joke and he didn't chuckle. And they just...
Exactly what happened, yeah. Unlike Sonic, he doesn't chuckle.
Yeah.
My theory, that's a good one too. My theory is they got really scared on the underwater mine level in Sonic Adventure 2 as kids. Like, they were afraid they were going to drown the whole time, and they've had nothing but hatred for Knuckles because they were cowards.
I like that you implied that the animators for the show are they were kids when Sonic Adventure 2 came out.
Yeah, they're our age.
Yeah.
I mean, they suck so bad, they might as well be 9-year-olds.
This is made by some kid in, like, Go Animate, in, like, a garage. It's like the first episode was, like, Sonic gets grounded.
I hope that someday somebody remakes all of Sonic Boom in Go Animate.
I hope that somebody remakes it in Minecraft, it's called Rat Boy Genius.
Don't you hate our Rat Boy Genius? Okay. This is the part of the podcast where Alan is mean to me, and he's being very mean to me about my preferences in delightful YouTube entertainment, so.
I love Rat Boy Genius. Gotta get up on that Little King John. Sonic decides to be Stix's escort, but he refuses to wear pants, which is a weird thing that he just announces. Amy tries to teach Styx manners. There's like a stupid montage. It's the worst. They get to the party. They're there. Sonic's wearing like a blazer, but not pants. Styx and Amy are wearing like dresses. Tails and Knuckles are just wearing what they always wear, which is to say nothing. Knuckles is like hobnobbing with these like rich dudes, and he just starts saying like rude stuff and like roasting people, and he kind of becomes this Dice Man type figure. He becomes like Andrew Dice Clay all of a sudden. Like, huh. He says what we think. And he's like, yeah, I like this a lot. And he just does that for like a few minutes, and it's weird. Eggman is also there because he also got nominated for this award because he stuffed the ballot with a robot somehow. At some point, though, a turtle wins the award, and I think Eggman says something smells fishy, and then there's like a Family Guy style jump cut to a fish in a bowl saying, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
You know, and I was like, feeling like this was the least worst episode so far. In terms of just getting a little right, like 2% right. So, and I don't know if I can give that to it anymore. That's
because,
really
bad. Obviously, Knuckles is the Dice Man of the group.
That's,
you know, he's always putting his arm behind his head to smoke his cigarettes.
Yes.
And, he's always telling those naughty nursery rhymes.
And Andrew Dice Clay can truly feel the Master Emerald calling to him, which he thinks about.
Yeah. Andrew Dice Clay also has dreads.
That's probably where Andrew Dice Clay has been. He's just been on Angel Island. That's why nobody's seen him in like 20 years.
He starred in that Woody Allen movie and won critical praise because he was alone.
He was also in the last season of Entourage as like a prominent character.
Shit, was he hanging with Turtle?
No, he was hanging with
Wait, Johnny. Alan, to step back. That Turtle. Was that Turtle from Entourage?
Shit, that was the Turtle that won from Entourage. It was Turtle from... Shit.
He deserved the award. You know
he
what?
He deserved the award. Love that guy.
So far, I'm going to give this episode of... This is my personal opinion of Sonic Boom. I'm giving it a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, that's probably the
best score we've got so far.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me go ahead and tell you what happens in the rest of the episode.
Okay.
Eggman gets real pissed off. He has a robot or whatever. Styx decides to stop being so ladylike and bends a spoon into the shape of a boomerang and throws it at him. Knuckles is about to get blasted by a laser, but a rich guy tackles him out of the way and says, "We love you." He's like, "We'd love Knuckles," and his raunchy jokes.
This is almost meta because it's talking about all these rich Sega executives that they fooled, these executives that are keeping the Sega Dreamcast 2 out of the limelight.
Well, here's the last meta thing that happens. At the very end, Amy says, "Styx, you had a point. I shouldn't have tried to change you to make you more like me or whatever.
That was excellent.
Can you teach
delivery.
Me about your ways?" And then they both jump in a dumpster.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is some kind of meta commentary, I think.
I think this is like the episode where they reveal that they swindled all these guys into giving them money, and that because they love this Knuckles characterization, but really they know they're garbage.
I would watch a show that was just about Knuckles being like an insult comic. So I get, yeah, 1 out of 10, I guess, right? Like, I mean, it was okay. Well, I thought this episode about Styx, my least favorite character, would be bad. But
you basically just want an Andrew Dice Clay show. You could just watch some old specials, my friend.
Yeah, I could.
I wish that they would remake Flavor of Love, but with Knuckles instead.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Who would be the contestants? You'd have Rouge the Bat.
Guys, we don't want to go into deep.
No, it would probably just be like townspeople from Station Square.
Or like humans.
Yeah. But like, you know.
That'd be cool.
Listen, I mean, a lot of humans already want to fuck Knuckles. A lot of humans do want to fuck Knuckles.
See, the thing is that there can be four people win at the end because he does have four heads on his penis.
One for each head.
One for each one.
One less than Sonic, though. He's too classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, so Sonic has five, so he's just basically like a full hand down there.
Yeah, it's like a new paw.
That's cool. Does he use that to gain extra traction?
Yeah, what he does is it's like, you know, it's very long and it's a little bit prehensile. So when he's running at full tilt, he'll like shoot it out and it'll like grab onto the ground. So he acts as like, you know, a anchor point so he can make a quick turn.
Oh, shit.
That's really good.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Was that part of the lost Sonic game that was going to come out on the Sega Saturn? That was like one of the big mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, that was a mechanic they had yet to reveal for Sonic X Stream.
Oh my god!
You guys know? Wow, you know that they plan to have like Tails be a first-person shooter level in that game?
Didn't they kind of do that with Sonic 06?
They
with this
did.
Horrible,
yeah.
Like, is horrible like ring shooting thing
yeah,
where
what
you would
the hell
shoot
was that?
Ring power.
He just throws a ring box at enemies.
Those rings that were like really like. Well-programmed, like, physics engine craziness. Like,
yeah, Havoc.
havoc.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So wait, did he have this prehensile dick in Sonic Crackers or
it's what connected Sonic and Tails, but sadly not all the Chaotix members actually had that, so they had to change it.
My question is, Tails has two tails. Does he also have two dicks?
I mean, I have not gone into Tails anatomy yet, so I will let you figure that one out.
We'll have to have you back on that to talk about Tails dick.
2 years later when he gets that all down.
Yeah, you need some extensive field research for this.
Do you need another MacArthur grant for that?
After I win the Nobel Prize, then I'll probably have enough funding, you know, for my work on Sonic. That's going to get me the Nobel Prize.
Do you ever worry that your research might explode and kill billions and lead to the post-apocalypse?
I mean, you know, then we're just going to end up with Mobius anyway, you know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Watch out.
That's right.
Dr. Ivo Kintobor sitting around. Gets caught the blast.
I forget that. Because the Archie universe has been reset so many times. Is the Eggman that exists in the Archieverse now the one that was like a human egg hybrid, or is he the one that was not? Because I forget. There was a Genesis Wave somewhere in there.
Wasn't he?
One of them was like a dude.
Wasn't Eggman I thought he was just like a robot that Robotnik built, and then like it took over or something.
I think that was pre-Genesis Wave.
Robotnik got defeated, and then Eggman came around for the Sonic Adventure arc.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the robot one you're talking about. But old Robotnik might have come back already.
Okay, but
we don't know.
But when did Sonic turn evil and then Tails had to take up the mantle of being the hero? When did that happen?
When did Sonic get around to clean
this
shit up?
Sonic, you
asshole, get over here and fix your shit. You dumb.
Okay, we're running a little bit long. Maybe we should go ahead and get into questions.
We do have some fan questions this week. We really got to get to.
I don't want to be like forward, but do you guys really have fans? Or is this just like your girlfriend?
No, my girlfriend does not listen.
She does not listen to the show. She was on the show and was thoroughly confused by why we were talking about dicks.
She is mostly embarrassed that I do this.
We have a handful of fans.
We have a handful of friends, mostly Alan's little brother.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that I can like impress Alan's little brother.
Yeah, he's going to be really impressed by this. We actually got somebody with talent on the show, unlike us two chuckle fucks.
What are you talking about? I'm always bringing it with these segues.
Yeah, you're a storyteller. Yeah.
I am a storyteller. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And I'm just science. I can tell you about the physics of Sonic, but not his anatomy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, like, and honestly, if your name wasn't Piss Goblin, I probably wouldn't have, like, paid any attention to you in the first place. So, like, just...
Yeah, Russ's brand is just that.
Yeah, you really need to work that brand.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
I told him I thought maybe I wondered if he got that name from Hoggle from Labyrinth because he's a goblin and his introduction is peeing in like that lake or whatever. And I thought maybe that's where he got that name
from. I mean, so that's one interpretation. When I heard Piss Goblin, I thought it was like a goblin from the Piss tribe and they're like made of pee somehow.
I thought of a goblin. My visualization of this is Russ living in a toilet. Like if I open up the toilet seat, Russ is going to be in there like telling me about pizza and Sonic.
Yeah, probably.
When I read all his tweets, that's where I read them from.
See, I like to keep it personal. I like to keep it, you know, something anybody can relate to. And one of the things we can all relate to is looking into our toilet and finding strange men.
Yeah. So the first question, really though, what do Sonic's feet look like?
This is from my good friend Ilurchin, my 2015 bud. Love you, pal. Hear from you later. What? We did discuss Sonic's feet earlier in the podcast.
We talked about it with Russ's girlfriend, except she was really confused by it, and I think we just talked about anime at some point. So, you're an expert. What does feet look like?
Well, so, like, my understanding of his feet come from, like back when Sega, you know, dissolved for a while, and then they're, like, getting reborn as, you know, a third-party publisher. And, like, if Electronic Gaming Monthly had that drawing of Sonic, like, in an embryo state, and it had his feet, and I thought that was, like... That so mentally scarred me, but now that's all that I can think about is he just has, like, blue human feet.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't know if that's canonical, but...
I mean, you know, like, the hard part about studying Sonic's feet is that his feet are the fastest part of him, so that's the hardest part to study.
Yeah, it's blurry as fuck. You can't see it.
Well, I'd argue that it is canon because EGM did create Sheng Long, which is now officially
the
Street Fighter canon.
They're responsible for getting Sonic into Smash, so, you know.
Yeah, think about it.
Okay, well, that's good. That's the only thing I bought the Wii U for, so that's fine.
Yeah, and also Sonic and Melee.
Melee, yeah.
You just have to play it backwards, and not look at the screen and you're playing as Sonic.
Dude.
Whatever you're looking away from the screen, you are actually Sonic.
EGM's like, you just have to kill 20 people in cruel melee. And I'm like, okay, I'll try that. And I got like 4 people in and said, okay, this is probably too hard for me.
Shit. Well, you'll never get Sonic, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's. I got him. I got him on there. I unlocked him.
I got my
Game Shark.
I got II from Super Monkey Ball. I got Knights in there, and he sucks because that game's no good. Sorry,
I got Seaman in there, and he's just fucking nasty.
Why
nasty.
Is there no like just sit like Sega Smash? That's all I want. Like you so know,
it'd be Sonic.
It'd be it's called every bit Sonic. As good as PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale, right?
Yeah, definitely because that's garbage. Yeah. Because it's like Bioshock Man and like Ratchet and Clank.
God, yeah, I forgot the Bioshock Man was in that. That game,
like, yeah, it's like I'm Bioshock.
It had the worst.
You have Ayn Rand in there.
They had good Cole from Infamous and bad Cole from Infamous as separate characters. That's almost as dumb as having Pit and Dark Pit.
That is actually
see the
exactly
weird part about it is
that.
Though is that both Coles are bad. And neither of them are any good.
They're both bad in different ways, in that they're both uninteresting.
And they had like the shitty new Dante. Like nobody wanted to play as that version of Dante.
I hate that Devil May Cry game.
I kind of like that Devil May Cry game because I fought like a giant polygon head. Like I fought because you fight like Bill O'Reilly's floating head at one point, and he's like spinning up cubes like Andross. It's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I should go play that just for that.
Yeah, you like you run through a disco hell, and then you fight like Bill O'Reilly's floating head. It's
or you could
cool.
play Bayonetta again.
Bayonetta is actually really good, so just go play that. That's like infinitely better.
I played like the demo for Bayonetta, and I thought this plays really really well, but I couldn't get over her stupid like beehive haircut.
She ditches the beehive haircut in the second
one
in favor of a pixie cut.
Yeah,
there's that.
Which is, you know, a lot better, but also, you know, I don't know. I have so many other games I got to get to first.
That's a pretty good game. It's got Joe Pesci in it.
That's true.
Joe basically. Pesci's in it.
Yeah.
Which, that's one thing I cannot give the Sonic franchise. Get Joe Pesci in there already. Yuji Naka, are you listening?
Well, it's not like Joe Pesci's doing anything else.
No, he's just like wet and sticky now, right? Like, that's his whole thing.
Death for Smoochie?
No, Wet and Sticky, like the bandits. Whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck it.
Oh,
Home Alone.
I saw What's-His-Face, the other wet bandit, on an episode of Workaholics, and he just, like, took his dick out and float. You should watch
did
that
it have four heads?
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, it was blurred, so it was a little hard to tell, but you can make it out.
Yeah, so what kind of character would Joe Pesci play in the Sonic universe? I think he'd be, like, a mole.
I think, I hope that he's, like, Tails' grandfather, or, like, Italian
uncle. That would
uncle.
Work, too.
Do you think that Tails' grandfather could be a mole? Because we're in 2014. Or 2015.
We are in 2014.
We are in 2014.
Species lines.
So.
Yeah, whatever.
Species lines. It's not important anymore.
Yeah, he transcends it. It's pretty cool. Same love. That's what Macklemore taught me. Between foxes and moles, whatever. When I was in third grade, I thought I was a mole. Because I like Joe Pesci a lot.
When
digging up dirt and looking into holes.
When I was a kid, I thought Tails was a squirrel.
I can kind of see that.
Are you sure? Did you just not play the arcade game with Ray the Flying Squirrel?
I did not. I only found out about that years later, and then I like was bummed that he's not still around.
It's fucked up that they never really explain why he has two tails or anything in the games or anything.
Yeah. Or why
like,
his name
like, you're
is...
You're supposed to take it at face value.
Or why his name
hey, Sega,
is Miles
where's
per
Ray
hour.
The where's Bean the Dynamite and Bark the Polar Bear? I'm just
where's Mighty the Armadillo?
Or Fang the Sniper?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Where's Sleuth Doggy Dog?
Where's Dr. Quack? Where's Mellow B? Oh, yeah, he died of an overdose.
Yeah, we talked about Mellow B, Charmy's best friend that died from eating a drug chili dog.
Wait, so I just want to touch on one thing. Why is Tails, he's not known for being very fast. Why is his name Miles Prower?
That is really fucked up, huh?
I've never, my whole life, did. Oh, wow.
How come he's got the pun in his name, but Sonic doesn't?
Yeah, why is he not?
Well,
why is it not?
Well,
Miles
I mean,
Sonic
is a literalist because his name is Sonic.
Yeah, and he runs the speed of sound. Like, yeah fine, sure. That's really messed up, though, huh?
It's
I mean, I guess his
literary.
Plane goes pretty
it's
fast.
Kind of literary ones, you know.
Like, I mean, Tails makes sense because like he has multiple tails.
Yeah.
But, like,
I mean,
what's up with that?
Knuckles has like you know the weird nipple knuckle things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has knuckles
and weird.
But then
I mean, sorry, Big Boy has weird nipples. That's whatever. Let's
that's
not
different.
Get that.
That's neither here nor there.
Does Knuckles?
I think we've only got
like
yeah. Go ahead.
Like Knuckles has got like the weird like knuckle claws. Does He uses those to climb, but is he just punching the wall to climb? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. We've talked about this before, I think. I think he just... I don't know how he gets the leverage there. I'm trying to work out the mechanics of the whole situation.
And also, he glides, which I just want to point out is like the dumb... Does he glide in Sonic Boom? Does he still do that?
I never played the game.
I think we should talk about Sonic Boom because that's our second question.
That's our second question. Maybe we'll skip the third one because it's a little bit racy if you ask me, Russ. Anyway.
And it has nothing to do with Sonic.
Is it about Tails having a mole grandfather?
No, but fine. The second question. Anyway, why can Amy run as fast as Sonic and Sonic Boom? So my brother went to GameStop with his friends, and they were looking around, and they saw on the Wii U there, they had Sonic Boom. And he's like, I guess I'll play this. I want to see if it's as bad as Alan said it was. It turns out it is, and also Amy can run exactly as fast as Sonic. What's up with that?
That's wild.
That's not right. Are they racist? Are they just think all hedgehogs run the same speed? Is that what's going on here?
I don't even know where to start with this. It's like asking a child, like, how fast can Amy run? Oh, she runs as fast. Like, who are these people?
You know what also, you know, something I noticed when I was watching Sonic Boom today, because I never really pay much attention to Amy, because neither does Sonic, so I feel like I don't really need to.
Nobody should pay.
But I noticed today, yeah, like, she's the least important character besides Styx. But I was looking at her, and I was, like, noticed that her character model has the, like, the beige, like, tan arms, but Sonic doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that's...
What's up with that? That's really messed up.
I guess she waxes.
Does she wax her arms?
Do you think
is there gender dimorphism or whatever? Is this like a male hedgehogs have?
Do you think the series finale of Sonic Boom will be that Amy in this universe is actually fucked up Sonic, like from our universe that we know and love, transformed into some horrible amalgamation?
It's just,
and like,
do you think she like just transgender this is like, Sonic?
Okay, this is kind of what our third question was. So yeah, is that what happened?
I guess.
Because that's cool. I guess I kind of like that interpretation. It's really progressive. It's very 2015.
Yeah. Sonic Boom's actually done some stuff that I was not
expecting. Kind of did some stuff that I didn't expect this week. They had an okay episode. Now, we did talk about Sonic Boom Sonic being John Cougar Mellencamp in alternate universe, but that's neither here nor there.
We'll have to get Sonic contact with Sonic on this one. He'll
because, one, John Cougar Mellencamp wrote that song, Jack and Diane, sucking on chili dogs. Think about it. And also, he wears that denim jacket. It fused with his skin. That's why his arms are blue. Think about it. Just saying.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Look at a picture of John Cougar Mellencamp and tell me that guy doesn't look like Sonic. That's bad radio. Don't actually do that because it's bad radio. But
we're
whatever.
Projecting it right now. We're projecting Just it on the screen. Me. In the studio, we're projecting it on a screen. Can you see it right now, RJ?
Yeah.
Oh, there, he's got it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look, see that? Blue arms, denim jacket, same thing. I'm drawing a line on the board.
Now here's a Photoshop of me kissing Tails.
And here's a picture of my beach queen.
It's fucked up, and I had to pay $30 for this, and he would not give it to me for Christmas. Did I give me free shipping? Anyway, I don't need to complain about this anymore, but
whatever.
You know what?
Okay.
John Cougar Mellencamp does look like Sonic Boom Sonic.
It's true, right? He's got that scarf.
He's got, like, the same, you know, really awkward, like, forehead proportions.
He's got the weird, like, lanky arms and legs.
Yeah.
He's got tape all over his legs. What do you think's underneath that tape? What's underneath there?
Probably, like, leprosy or something.
That might be it.
He's just
got that's, like, holding his soul in?
I think it's just, like, holding his, like, hands onto his arms.
Do you think Mobians suffer from a human disease like leprosy?
Probably.
You think maybe he's a mummy?
Yeah. Yes, he is a mummy. I don't know. I didn't think of that.
I think Sonic Boom Sonic's a mummy.
Can this tie into our weird crossover fan fiction between Archie and the McDonald's Playland that does not make any sense because the walrus character in the Sonic universe, the Sonic Archie universe, I thought was called Sam Fisher, but he is actually...
He thought he was a Splinter Cell guy.
For some reason, don't ask me like, why.
Russ had a two-minute apology.
That would be a great name for like any sort of walrus or seafaring character is Sam Fisher.
When we get your friend on here, the layout artist, we're gonna get her. You know, we're gonna get some input from, you know, from us.
Yeah,
that comic.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
I'm so excited for this. This is gonna be.
So these two guys have questions about Sonic's dick. I'm sure she'll get on the show.
We already got the dick stuff down. Now we need to talk about layouts. and kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Shit. Maybe we should wrap this up, Russ.
Yeah. This hasn't been my hottest podcast, Alan. We're lucky we had RJ here to carry us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we needed that. We needed that energy. We needed that vibe.
We needed that boost.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
RJ,
you're like one of those little speed pads that Sonic runs on.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I didn't talk about this. I'll talk about this more next time. I watched the speed run of Sonic Adventure 2. Speed pads from Sonic Adventure 2 don't actually give you much speed.
No.
It's faster to spin dash.
It totally is.
Really weird, huh?
Because the speed pads, they take you to a set speed, which is lower than Sonic's top speed.
Did you see that speed run, dude?
I didn't, but I played the shit out of that game.
Do you know the? Have you ever seen the gravity control stuff?
Maybe. I don't.
It's when you jump off a like a curved surface,
mm-hmm.
and then use the bounce. The bounce will always go down, no matter what the gravity is.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So you will bounce horizontally if you jump off a curved surface and bounce.
Dude, I didn't know
that's
that.
Really weird.
I haven't watched like Sonic Adventure 2 speedruns in like 5 years, so there's probably all sorts of
tricks. They talk about it, that they have found new tricks within the last 3 hours before the actual speedrun.
That's amazing.
You should check that out.
I should.
How far did they get ahead of that truck? Beginning.
They got behind the truck.
Shit, they ran all the way around the world and got behind the truck.
And they looked at the back of the truck, it. And you know what was in the back? Yuji Naka smiling and giving you a thumbs up.
Sure it wasn't
you did it. You beat the game.
You beat the game. And then Dr. Eggman comes out and you shoot him in the fucking brain.
Yeah. He tells you you're a robot and you're like, not this time, Eggman.
Oh, man.
Good times. Good times.
Good times. Speedruns.
Speedruns. Good times. The TV show. Good times.
I'm really pissed that, like, the Sonic Adventure 2 is not on PS4 yet. Because I'd play that game all over again. I already played it again on PS3.
And, I did too.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's on that PlayStation Now or whatever it is where you can play all the PS3 games?
It's not yet. The only thing that's on PlayStation Now is, like, fucking Sonic 4.
Fuck.
Fuck. Sonic 4. We'll have to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Great game, but maybe it's not what we wanted it to be.
It's not Sonic Adventure.
You know,
nothing Sonic.
You know
Adventure.
What sucks? It's just like Sonic Generations, maybe the last good Sonic game ever made.
I personally do not like Sonic Generations, but I will go into that later. Well, wait, should I go into
awful.
It now?
It's not awful.
I think it is kind of awful because as somebody who is in love with the adventure games and likes the old 2D Sonic games, but like in my heart, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 are the Citizen Kane, and nobody's going to take that from me.
Yeah.
But they fucked with those levels, and it kind of cheesed me off. It really pissed me off. I'm like... You can afford Chemical Plant some fucking respect, but not City Escape, which has a better song behind it.
City Escape is probably the best level in any game that's ever been made.
See, so I'm going to say something controversial. I don't like City Escape that much in the original release.
Oh.
Really? I think that's a good set piece. Like, that's the best way to open a game.
It's a really good way to open a game. It's a really great set piece, but the fucking, like, the board controls just always piss me off. No,
I fucking love that board.
The game, as far as I'm concerned, the best level in the game, and one of the best levels, period, in any Sonic game, is Metal Harbor.
Metal Harbor is pretty good.
And it's a pretty good one.
Final Rush is also exquisite.
Final Rush is really good.
Oh my god. Damn. I kind of like, can I tell you the truth? I kind of like that Shadow one better, just because those pillars always, like, blew my mind as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, those were cool, but, like, if you're trying to actually, like, speedrun that shit, it's just, they fuck you up so bad, because they're, like, unpredictable sometimes.
Yeah, but there is some crazy...
The best level is the Chao Garden, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know what sucks, though, is Crazy Gadget. What a travesty.
You know what my plug this week is? You know what I'm plugging? By the way, we're in the plug section. VMUs, plug them into your Dreamcast, get your Chaos on there, take them home, feed them, and have a good time.
My plugs, butt plugs. Put them in your butt, or your cloaca. It's like, what
is
else?
Is that your new Kickstarter, Sonic-themed butt plugs?
Yeah. They all look like Knuckles fists.
Oh, it was Kinkstarter.
You know what you should do is you should actually follow through on that, but just have them look like, you know, the various tails from Sonic characters. So you got like Sonic's little blue tail, and then you got Knuckles'
RJ,
weird crooked thing.
RJ, are you really into DeviantArt? Because
well, I mean, I am, but that's unrelated.
Is this your skis? Like, is this where you go on the like forums and like, hey, Sega. We're adults here. We've already established Sega, you know, that Sonic is for adults because he curses and drinks and shoots cool guns.
Yeah.
Talking about Shadow.
Yeah.
Like, they should put out Butt plugs. Come on.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
I mean,
I think that besides Tails, though, there aren't too many distinctive Tails in the Sonic universe. So maybe, except for Froggy's. Well,
Knuckles is pretty distinctive.
I feel there's a little mis-entry going on because Tails, you could have two Tails for both holes if you're a lady. But what does that mean for guys?
Put one in your urethra. You'd have to stretch it out, but you can do it.
You gotta tuck it, but you know what? It's still good.
Have you guys ever talked about how Tails' tails should wrap around each other, but they spin like a propeller?
Yeah, that's messed up. What's his spine like?
Yeah.
What kind of muscles does he have in there?
There's something funky going on there.
Well, he's not.
Do you think maybe he winds his tail up like a spring and then like kind of just like unwinds it and that's why he's, how he flies?
It has to come back around eventually.
God, yeah, I think
he has to
ready.
Wind his tail up first.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for RJ's 2 years in the making Tails portraiture where he's going to get it down to a goddamn science.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be Tails, he's going to be standing there and you're going to get to see his dick. Both of them.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm like weeping right now. This is the best episode.
Yeah, this actually might be the best episode we've had because the other ones were pretty shitty, so.
What? No.
Fuck. Whatever.
Oh, man. Thank you all for joining us. RJ, do you have any plugs? The Grim Child?
Yeah, I'm Grim Child on Tumblr, Arvelous on DeviantArt and Twitter, I guess. And I got a video game coming out called Saurian. It's a dinosaur game. You play as dinosaurs.
Sounds cool.
They don't have any cloacas yet. I'm trying to get the damn modeler to put them in there, but he's just like, I'm not putting cloacas in there. It's your sick fetish, not mine. And I'm like, well,
have you connected with the people at baddragon.com?
We're probably going to think about like, you know, getting some products made with them, but you know, it's only if our Kickstarter reaches a high enough tier.
And you know, what's the most beloved video game franchise of all time? Sonic the Hedgehog? Cloaca. Cloaca. Does Mario have a goddamn cloaca? No, he's got a big, fat, greasy Italian butthole that shits out pure pasta.
Shit.
Creepy little fuck. Go on a vacation to Isle del Shitto. Play some bongos with your goddamn fucked up dinosaur weirdo friend.
Remember how Yoshi was just vomiting that entire game?
Yeah.
I can't blame him.
Yeah, same here, buddy. I die when if I went in those water too, because the water physics fucking sucked.
That was messed up. Remember how some of the goo in that game was just like brown, like shit?
Yeah.
That happened. There's one level that was like supposed to be like chocolate goo, but it just looked like they covered the world in shit.
I do.
Why did they stop with this one level? This is the most accurate representation of this game.
I did like that, and they should have probably put that in a Sonic level, but
probably. Whatever.
Anyway, good night, folks. Remember.
Live and learn.